KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have mostly clear skies and it's 52 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 70. Winds becoming north at around 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston report 45-year-old Kevin Eugene Early of Creston was arrested recently at the Dollar General store on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Early was cited for the offense and released at the scene on a summons to appear in court. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is among several members of Congress asking the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to make flood control its priority in managing the Missouri River. Grassley notes that it's not the first time he's asked the Corps to make the change, but he's optimistic he'll be heard this time.
I sure hope so. We've got a new administration in. I think they'll look at it a little bit different with the government involvement. Of course, it's almost 100%. Government involvement.
Grassley, a Republican, joined a bipartisan group representing Iowa and three other states in signing a letter to the Corps this week. The federal agency's failure to prioritize flood control in the past is being called a real problem by the lawmakers, as the waterway is a vital resource.
I sure hope so. We've got a new administration in. I think they'll look at it a little bit different with the government involvement. Of course, it's almost 100%. Government involvement.
The letter encourages the Corps to simply follow federal law with the Missouri River as outlined in the Water Resources Development Act.
It's the best way to get your surplus crop to market. It's pretty important. Economically.
Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat, and Republican Senator Joni Ernst also signed the letter. On Wednesday, the southwest Iowa town of Hamburg, which was hard hit by the Missouri River flooding in 2019, held a groundbreaking ceremony for a major project that will raise the levee 8 feet. When you hear the average temperature or rainfall during the weather, that's typically based on the past 3 decades of information. And this week, the National Weather Service updated that temperature and precipitation data. Doug Cluck, the National Weather Service Central Region Climate Services Director, says they roll the averages forward every 10 years or so.
We're taking 1991 through 2020 compared to 1981 through 2010. So that's a 10-year adjustment forward in a 30-year full period. We're going to be able to see how the climate has changed in those 10 years.
Cluck says the new numbers show a cooling trend across the Northern Plains states, which includes Iowa, Minnesota, and the Dakotas.
Well, guess what happened in the last 10 years across the Northern Plains? What have we seen up there? An abundance of what? Not necessarily cold air, but an abundance of moisture, right? So we've had some pretty wet years, let's say, in the last 10 across the Northern Plains. Thus, the temperatures are dampened a little bit.
While most of the nation is trending warmer with the shift in the decades of averages, Iowa and its neighbors are seeing a cooling trend.
Other parts of the country, not so much. If you go to the west, especially in the southwest, you're going to see a lot more increases in temperature when you compare the last 30-year period to the new 30-year period.
As for the Northern Plains, Cluck says they're seeing cooler temperatures lingering longer in the spring, with warmer temperatures pushing further into the fall. Republicans in the Iowa House of Representatives have sent a bill to the governor that would ban certain topics from government diversity trainings and school lessons. The original bill referred to a list of divisive concepts that would be off limits. The bill was adjusted to say teaching about slavery, sexism, segregation, and racial discrimination are fine, but teaching that the state and country are fundamentally or systematically racist is banned. Representative Stephen Holt is a Republican from Denison.
We don't have to use racism to teach against racism. We don't have to be racist and scapegoat entire groups of people in order to teach against racism.
Representative Mary Wolf, a Democrat from Clinton, says Republicans made cosmetic but not substantive changes to the bill.
It doesn't make what was, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of many, many people, a very problematic bill any better.
Wolf and other Democrats say the policy could prevent implicit bias training and limit discussions of systemic racism. Governor Kim Reynolds first mentioned a week ago during a Fox News forum that she wants the legislature to ban transgender athletes from competing in girls' sports. And Reynolds said she's still working with GOP legislators to decide what the state has the authority to do.
Well, I think it's an issue of fairness. Do we have women's and girls' sports or not? So I believe that. I have had conversations with the leadership leadership. We've looked at various languages. We want to make sure that, you know, we get it, try to get it right.
Reynolds suggests Iowa girls could lose out on college scholarships if they're competing against transgender athletes who were born male but identify as female.
That's a part of the discussion. So they have a right to compete and to be entitled to scholarships, and they should be able to compete with girls.
That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.